Your reasons for listening to the show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings and welcome to another edition of the Tuttle Daily Podcast. If you watched my live stream last night at youtube.com/Tuttle, I went out and did a little bit of an astrophotography expedition. And it's out in the middle of nowhere. It's on Maytown Road, which leads from Volusia County all the way out to Sanford, and then you can take it to Orlando. Well, don't get the best signal out there, and a lot of you guys were watching it at the time, and I went out there because I wanted to go to a place that didn't have very much light pollution at all. So I went out there. I did get some really, really good pictures of the night sky, but I could not catch the Milky Way. I don't know if I came at the wrong time or I came too early or whatever it may be, but I missed out on it, but I still got some great pictures. It was a little hairy driving down this road. There's not really much of a shoulder when it comes to being able to pull off. It's just road and then about a 5-foot ditch. And with all the rain we've been having, I would probably drown in a crappy-ass PT Cruiser. And I'm just worried because right now I'm driving down Maytown Road and I'm just trying to be careful because deer, hogs, all types of stuff are... I got to slow it down on this little hairpin turn here, because it does get a little hairy around there. So I hope you guys enjoyed the YouTube live stream. While I'm at it, before I get into my segment with Ciroc from the Weekly Review Podcast, I want to mention my newest sponsor, Ian Hanna. If you're in the market to buy or sell a home in the Flagler, Volusia, or Brevard area, and even if you know anybody that's looking to buy or sell a home, go to IanHannaHomes.com. The guy specializes in drone footage, giving you just virtual tours of homes. And the guy's hungry. Telling you, the guy is wanting to sell some homes for you. Right now, the market is right. So if you get a chance, go to IanHannaHomes.com. Hope you guys are enjoying the new schedule that I've been doing. I'm doing an 11 a.m. show tomorrow or later on today. I'm going to be doing it with Charlie Alamo and Ciroc. So make sure you go to my YouTube. Make sure you subscribe and hit that bell button, because when you hit that bell button, you're going to get alerted to any time I go live or upload any brand new content. Oh, yeah, I forgot to mention, you can still get a hold of me. I want listener participation. I want your engagement. You can easily do that by emailing me, tuttle@gmail.com. That's Tuttle with two D's, tuttle@gmail.com. Or you can leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044.
Tuttle, long-term fan. I listen to your show daily, and I can tell you what, man, each and every time it's getting better and better and better.
I mean, this guy is telling the truth. I'll admit, I've gone back and tried to listen to some of my old podcasts, and holy crap, was it bad. I mean, I've hosted stuff before, but all by myself, not being able to take phone calls, just me, just discussing my personal life, giving my opinion on the news, playing you funny audio, just whatever it may be. This has been a whole growing process. I had to learn how to be able to get the right sound out of my podcast, because that was the one thing. Like, not only did I want my podcast to have substance, I also wanted it to sound good. If you listen to the first maybe 20 shows that I did, sound quality was horrendous.
And some of the interviews you're getting, man, are absolutely world class. way better than some of the radio and some of the more national podcasts. So keep up the great work.
I'm glad that he mentioned that. I really do think my interview skills have gotten better. I'm not trying to S my own D or anything here. But, you know, like, I would rather talk to the type of people that I've been interviewing than any of the famous people. Because you want to know why? The famous people are not going to give you the real answer. They're not going to tell you the truth. That woman yesterday that I had on, the one that was the psychic medium. Yeah, that was interesting. And then for her to talk about her childhood trauma and getting pregnant, and then, you know, thank God she ended up, you know, having a miscarriage. I'm not saying that it's a good, I mean, she even agreed. I asked her. She said, yes, it was a blessing that she had a miscarriage. So those are the type of people I want to talk to. Man, I'm stuttering really, really bad. I also got to remember, I just got ate up by a bunch of mosquitoes out in the middle of goddamn swamp in Florida. So what I'm trying to say is that, yes, I would like to talk to famous people, but I think I'm getting a lot of great content out of the guests that Vulture's been getting me.
Yeah, just phenomenal work. Keep your head high. Have a great one, man.
Once again, if you'd like to leave me a voicemail, 407-270-3044. That is 407-270-3044. Welcome back to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. One of my favorite people. I'm going to be going to the Bucks-Dolphins game coming up on the 10th with Ciroc. He is the host of the Weekly Review. I saw that you got a new episode up. What is it about?
So we have an interview with this kid. His name is Ozzie Akins. He goes by the Black Nomad, and basically he's
we talked about that last time. So
that was Thursday.
Yeah, I know. Well, I just saw you post on Instagram. I thought a new episode was up.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. No, sometimes I'll just repost just for it. Because especially during the week, and the weekend is different.
No, I get it, man. I do the same thing. You know, I've had to get better about, like, over-plugging on social media. Because I really do feel like it turns people off sometimes.
You think so?
Yeah. Like, you gotta add some content. Mix it in with your social media, or people are just they're gonna unfollow because it's just nothing but plugging.
Yeah,
and
what do you get more feedback from, like an actual post or like an actual like story post?
Like photos, videos, stuff like that, just like random stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, they can just be a quick hitter, you know. It doesn't have to be anything like really, really big,
right?
I also like share news stories, like you know, Russ Rollins, the host of The Monsters that I used to work with, is in the hospital because he's having issues with COVID. He ended up catching COVID. So, you know, like me and him had bad blood for a while, but we finally make up and everything. And now, like, you know, looking back on it, isn't it weird how we get mad about the dumbest stuff?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
And you know, looking back on it, Russ did a lot for me. You know, he gave me a life raft to be able to, after Ron and Fez left Daytona to go to New York, they brought me in. So, you know, like, looking back on it, I was a complete dick.
Well, yeah, I mean, but, you know, like I said, hindsight's 2020. Did you,
have
did
you ever
reach
done
out
that?
Him?
Yeah, you, I mean, I texted him, but I mean, he's in the hospital. He's not doing too well right now. So, you know, I completely understand, but I just said, hey, man, hope you recover. If you need anything, let me know.
Oh, that was nice of you. That's nice. You know, right? Because you can't hold grudges or, you know, I guess wish bad upon people, right?
Well,
because he wouldn't do that to you unless he would. I mean, I don't know him like that. Like you.
But I mean, after the passing of my dad, you know, it's kind of been an eye-opener. You know, yeah. like life is too short to hold grudges, you know?
Is there any, let me ask you this. Is there any person that doesn't matter what happened to them, like you just absolutely despise them, like you just don't like this person?
Yeah, the, you know, I told you about my childhood trauma, that person.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a little different though. I'm thinking about like someone, maybe like, I don't know, in the same field or category or, you know.
You know what? I used to, but not now, though, man, because, you know, Ron Bennington, the first guy that I worked in radio, he said, you know, tapped me on the shoulder and was like, hey, man, does you no good to have enemies in radio, because you never know if you're going to, you know, maybe work with them again, or, you know, you might work at the same company.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right. No, and that's 100% true, man. And that's how I try to be, you know, like I try not to, you know,
man,
burn
but
any
it's
bridges
hard
or
sometimes.
Anything like that.
But as a guy, guys, man, we hold grudges sometimes, so.
Yeah, but like, okay, first, so who would you, and it doesn't have to be specific, or you don't have to give a name. Well, I guess you should give a name, but is there anybody that's close to like where you would hold a grudge against them? Like there everybody has a list of people that they may not hate, but like there's a shit list out there.
Oh yeah, no, there definitely is. I mean, you know what, right now I kind of like have brushed all that off, man. Like, okay. I got a lot of things going on. I got my dad's memorial party coming up.
When is that? This weekend?
October 9th. So as soon as I get done with that, I'm heading to Tampa to stay with Colton. Now, let me ask you though. Okay. Can I drive to your place? Because yeah. I know sometimes parking can be bad sometimes down there. So,
we'll just ride together.
That's what I was asking.
I have a friend that lives like literally across the street from the stadium. So I just park at his place.
And you know what's funny is that this is how good the Bucks are. You know, like they're taking advantage of it. And I didn't want to commit to it because like you're the one that gave me the ticket. A guy from the Bucks called me. He was like, hi, Mr. Fowler. I understand that you're going to be coming to the Bucks game. Wanted to know if you and your person you're going
you
with
and your valet.
Wanted to be a part of the Bucks tailgate fan experience. You know, they're just trying to upsell. I completely understand that, but I also think it's cool that they personally call you. You know,
what is the Bucks tailgate fan experience?
I don't know. Like, I know that the reason they're calling is because I'm sure it costs something.
Yeah. No, actually, probably not. You know, they've been really like nice about like, you know, service wise. Like, I mean, a lot of things have been discounted. A lot of things you don't have to pay for. But this is all stemming from the season before. That's why.
Yeah. Let me ask you, is it a good thing the Bucks lost? Get that loss out of the way, because everybody was talking undefeated season.
No.
Like, I mean, I think getting that out of the way, that's not a thing that can happen now. So now it's let's get to the playoffs. Let's win another Super Bowl.
Yeah. Okay. But I don't think that was like a get out of the way loss. I think the Rams are actually a really good team. And I think...
No, nobody wants to lose. But what I'm saying, though, is that just get it. It's not like college football. In college football, if you lose one or two games, like
you're done.
Your chances of you're done. In the NFL, you just got to make it to the playoffs.
I think that... I mean, I knew that... I don't want to say I had a feeling, but I feel like I knew they were going to lose. Just because I'm a Detroit Lions...
all the way.
No, I'm just a Detroit Lions fan, and I
that
watched...
66-yard field goal.
Oh my God, I don't want to talk about it.
I mean, that was pretty impressive, though.
Yeah, did
like,
you see the delay of game before that he didn't call?
No, I did. I only saw the kick, so.
No, it was so the play before that where he threw it like out of bounds, the clock hit zero, and then like another 2 seconds ran, and then the play went off, and they didn't call it. So if they would have called it, from my understanding,
it would have been back further.
Not only that, since it was a penalty on the offense, it would have been a 10-second runoff. And there's only 7 seconds left,
yeah,
so the game would have been over.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But that's what happens when you're a fan of the Lions.
But do you realize how hard that is to kick that long of a field goal? Because you can't... all right, so a lot of people are like, oh, well, during pregame, they're kicking like 60 or 70-yard field goals. And
no
I was
pressure.
Like, yeah, no offensive line, you got to kick it over. No defensive line, you got to kick it over.
No crowd cheering.
Yeah, but, you know, like, if you get a higher angle on the kick, it's not, you have to go more in a straight line. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you got to get it just right over the line to be able to hit a field goal like that.
That's insane. And then, did you see the, who was it, Matt Prater?
Well, Prater, he kicked that. And Denver, are you talking about Prater when he broke the record?
No, on Sunday. So he attempted... I think it's 67.
Was it at Denver?
67 or 68. It was in Jacksonville. He
okay.
kicked it at the half. I swear I thought he made it, but it was just short. And then it got returned for a touchdown. It was the longest kinda, play in NFL history.
Kind of like that Auburn, like Alabama
exactly.
game, the kick six that they did.
Exactly,
you know,
like that.
That was, and that's a rivalry game too. You know the Auburn people. You know how bad that Auburn Alabama rivalry is. Do you know Auburn has like had this 1,000-year-old tree called? it was at like Toomer's Corner. They called it Toomer's Tree.
Why did they call it
and,
that?
I don't know. Not like tumor is in cancer. T O O M E R. Maybe it was an old coach or something. But you know that Paul Feinbaum guy that's mm-hmm. like does the SEC show.
Mm-hmm.
A listener called in and he was like, "I'm gonna poison Tumor's tree," and he killed the tree. He was an Alabama
fan. Oh, so he
was
fan. For real?
Yeah, he killed the tree.
How do
he
you
poisoned
kill a tree?
It.
Besides, like chopping it down.
I don't know. I guess you could poison it with like, you know, like whatever you do to kill weeds
yeah,
or something.
I don't know.
But like he killed the tree and he got arrested for it.
Oh, they called him? Shit. So they just assumed it was the guy that said it on the radio?
Yeah. I mean, the guy, that's how bad the rivalry is. Like you're going to go kill a 1,000-year-old tree that, you know, but think about this, though. You know, with all the fires.
Like, how
going
do you
on?
Even know the tree is dead, though? Like, they have to take a while for them to know the tree was dead. You know
well,
what I mean? It's
I
not
mean,
like you poison the tree and then, like, the next day is just, like, on its side or something like that. I'm sure it takes a while.
But, I mean, one of the, like, oldest living organisms in the world is some tree, I think, in, like, Africa or something. And did you see that big, that tallest tree in the world over in California? You know, they have all the wildfires.
Mm-hmm.
They wrapped the base of it with aluminum foil, you know,
oh,
like, you know,
there's,
yeah, because like, I think the tree's like 800 feet tall, Ciroc. Like it's,
is it a redwood?
It is a redwood.
Dude, I always want to see those. Like that's one of on my bucket list to go see those trees.
If you, it would take, they said 40 people like holding hands to be able to get around that tree. Like if you had a 40 people and they were like around the tree and they were holding hands. That's how many people it would take. That's
hands
how
across
that,
America.
No, but that, yeah, that I remember when, well, you were probably too young.
I remember from what is the guy's movie? Not Get Out. What was the other one he did? Us.
Oh, no. Yeah. Us. Yeah. The hands across America thing. So, all right. So we're like, I'm sure you
spit
live in a, I'm sure you live in a foo-foo upscale area.
No, not in really.
Where do you live?
Wait, in Eritrea?
Exactly
wait.
No, I'm talking where you live at now.
I mean, it's nice. I mean, it's quiet. It's quiet. It's nice. You know, it's a nice little pool. And it's like where old people live.
Is your girl pissed that you're not taking her and I'm going with you?
No, me and her probably go to like the Bills game in December.
Okay, now since you gave me the ticket, I don't drink, but like, you know, drinks are on me, okay?
Nah, I probably won't drink either. If you're not drinking, I'm not drinking. And plus,
it
like,
does
I'm
not bother me.
Yeah,
don't
but you
be
don't
want to
pay
person.
Those silly stadium prices, which are like, I mean, it's like okay. You're buying a new pair of pants every time you ask for a beer.
How about this? I got those binoculars that are not really binoculars, but you fill it up with booze. I will bring that and you could fill it up and then we can just like bypass.
You can't bring anything into the stadium.
Not even binoculars?
I don't think so. I don't think I've ever seen anybody bring binoculars in. No, you can only bring your so you can't.
Let me
even
ask you,
have...
where are the seats at? Where are the seats at? Dude,
oh, man,
you
they're in the nosebleeds. I'm telling you.
I don't care. Like
you'll be able to see people like passengers in planes, you maybe see their faces through the window. We're so high up.
And it is, I'm glad that it's kind of cooled off a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, isn't it nice in Florida? Like it doesn't even have, the temperature does not have to drop. Just if the humidity goes away a little bit, how
and
much
we're,
better?
We're literally like right around the corner from that season. Like apparently the rainy season
air.
Stopped, right? Recently?
Yeah. That first cold air in Florida is just like, oh my God. It's it is
amazing.
Like one of the best things in the world.
It's amazing. Now, Tuttle, I saw, I'm sure you were going to bring this up, but I saw the picture you took the other, what was it, last night?
Yeah, the Milky Way. See, I know it's nerdy as hell.
No, that shit is cool as hell. I love astronomy and all that.
I love doing astrophotography. And, you know, one of the problems we have, you know, they say like 80% of Americans have never seen the true Milky Way galaxy because of all the light pollution.
Like, yeah, that's 100% true.
Light pollution is like a thing. Like, we'll
but is it really pollution, though? Like, is it harming, like, the lights aren't harming, you know, your well-being of human beings. It's just kind of blocking the view to see stars.
Okay, how about this? What does it take to, like, run a light bulb? Energy, right? And coal and stuff like that. I mean, it kind of is, you know, like, pollution because it takes energy to run those lights.
Yeah, but a lot of those light bulbs, you know, have a given, like, their life has been shortened, you know, intentionally. Like, I was reading, I don't know if I was reading or watching some documentary, they were saying how, like, they've invented a light bulb that can last, like, you know, years, but, like, GE and all them.
LEDs use less power, too.
Right, right. But, I mean, think about this. If you create a light bulb that lasted forever, you go out of business pretty quick. So once everybody had one.
It's the same thing. Like, they'll never come up with a cure for cancer because... they make more money treating cancer.
Yeah, but cancer also is like, it's not just the one cure, you know, one antidote cures all type of deal. You know what I mean? It's more your body just kind of fighting itself at the same time.
All right. So, like, are we going to hit any of the spots? Like, are we going to eat before? What time is the game on Sunday?
I think it is a 1 p.m. game.
All right.
I'm hoping
it's
overcast, though.
All right. I'm going to be in Tampa the night before. Like, do you want to meet up? Like, do you want to hit a brunch spot beforehand? Like, I want you to show me, you know, the area.
Oh, you used to work in Tampa, but I'll show you.
You know what, though? You want me to be honest? You want me to be honest? I really didn't explore Tampa much.
Go straight to the studio and go back.
I would go to the studio and then go and sit in Colton's garage, smoke weed and drink beer out of his dad's keg all day until I went to sleep. And then I would wake up and rinse and repeat once again. I mean, that's what I would do.
What a life. That sounds pretty, I mean, if I'm 21, that sounds like a great time to have, you know. I just drink, talk shit on the mic and smoke weed. That's about it.
You know, but before I moved in to Colton's house, his dad has a kegerator, like a full-size keg in the fridge. And that thing used to last him 3 months when I moved in. I think it was every month that they had to get a new every month.
What was the beer of choice?
Yingling.
Yingling is like, honestly, it's becoming one of my favorites.
I was an alcoholic. I didn't care. So I really didn't give a damn what was in there. It could have been like Bush Light. I really don't believe it. I didn't give a damn.
So when you were an alcoholic, is there any like drink that you just absolutely like avoid?
Nope.
Like Rumple Mints. Like, I hate Rumple Mints.
Whatever would get me to that point quicker is what I chose. Yeah. Yep.
Don't feel bad, man. I drank like 3 glasses of red wine last night by myself playing Call of Duty. Like, isn't that just sad?
But back to the astrophotography, though. Like, I really do think we take for granted of looking up at a clear night sky. And, you know, a lot of people think that it makes them feel insignificant. But it doesn't for me, you know, because, you know, do you believe, you know, they say humans are made up of stardust. Like, we're made up of the same atoms, the same elements, all that stuff.
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you really, you know, dive deep enough, I mean, it's all the same shit. So that's why, do you think when you die, you just kind of dissipate into the universe,
well,
I guess?
Well, this is my feeling, okay? So when a sun dies and it explodes, it spews its guts back into space.
Supernova.
And that energy gets recreated into other stars, other planets.
Right. Well, so, not necessarily others. I mean,
no, it
depends.
Does.
I think it depends, right? I think when supernova is when a star dies or explodes or whatever you want to call it, right?
Yeah, but some of them become black holes, though.
Yeah, if they're big enough and they're dense enough, they become black holes. I love space and all that science-y, you know, shit like that, and Neil deGrasse Tyson and all them.
think about that, though. You know, like when you look up in the sky and you see little dots, you know, and you think, oh, that's just a star. No, that's those are whole galaxies.
Yeah. Yep. And that's insane. What's
and
the
they
news?
Got billions of stars.
Trillions of stars. And then what our nearest galaxy is what, Andromeda? And that's
yeah, Andromeda. And you know, like, event, well, we'll be long gone before it happens. But you know, like, Andromeda and the Milky Way are on a collision course with each other.
Yeah, over like maybe 100 billion years from now.
No, but that, but they said, you know, it happens all the time, galaxies. And everybody thinks, oh, it's like certain doom, but it's not. Like, no. Because there's so much space in between those things, the odds of them actually hitting each other, you know, and they'll just form a bigger galaxy.
And even by the time that happens, I feel like, I mean, if we don't like nuke each other by then, I feel like we advanced, you know, enough as a civilization to where like we can just kind of go to any planet and make it habitable. You know what I mean? No, it's so far out into the future.
But I mean, everybody hears a light year. God, I know we're sounding real nerdy, but a light year, a light year. Everybody thinks a light year is like, you know, oh, it is a measurement of speed, but it's not also distance. You see what I'm saying? So like,
right.
Even if you could travel the speed of light, it would still take you like 2,000 years just to be able to get to some place. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and
it's considered, and those places are considered like in our like, I guess you can say neighborhood as far as a planet or a solar system. Like, it's like I've watched like these videos where you can like where they kind of like zoom out and they keep going further and further, further, further away, and it's just crazy how like we are so small and far away from so much that we don't even, like, if you really think about it, we don't even exist on a universal scale. Like, we're nothing.
Do you know that people, you know, like, they'll have pictures of the Milky Way galaxy and people actually think those are like real pictures? And I'm like, no, they're not real pictures, because the civilization as long as we've been around, like, we couldn't even get something out far enough to be able to take a picture of the Milky Way galaxy.
And what's even scary is, like, you know, we, I think they call it the, not the local group, maybe the observable universe, but the universe is expanding faster than, you know, we would ever be able to catch up.
Well, eventually not. They say that it's spreading so fast that eventually we won't be able to see any stars.
That's scary. Isn't that kind of, I mean, I guess it's scary to think about, but this is so far into the future. Like, it's nothing to worry about, I guess.
Have you ever heard of the perception of time? Like, if you put the whole existence of Earth and you compress it down into a year, do you know what time what date, like, we would have, human beings would be on the calendar? So, you take the whole existence of Earth and you compact it into a year. They said that humans didn't start until 11/59/59.
Yeah, like we're not even
on New Year's Eve. Yeah, like New Year's Eve going into the next year. That's how short of a time we've been here.
Hell, even on, I mean, it's crazy. Think about the dinosaurs. They say is what, 365 million years ago or 65 million years ago, like. Humans, technically, we've only been keeping record for, let's see, it's 2021 now, and then you got all the biblical shit, so, I don't know, maybe 3,000 years, I'm just throwing out numbers.
Well, you have ancient history before we could write stuff down, and then you had recorded history.
Right.
Go ahead. No, well, I wanted to bring this up. Do you think that there could have been another civilization on Earth before us that we didn't even know about?
Like, maybe you ever see, like, remember the Predator movies where, like, they came before and, like, gave the tools and technology and the knowledge to, because, like, humans are just such a weird, I mean, I guess apes are our closest relatives, but we're just such so far distant from the rest of the mammals on Earth, you know.
Yeah, but I mean, we're also the only species on planet Earth that you could get rid of that the Earth would actually get better. No, I'm being dead serious. We're nothing but a parasite, though, because, like, you could take any other species out Uh-huh. And then whatever ate that animal would suffer. You see what I'm saying? It would be a right. chain effect of things. And it's just, I know we're getting really, really deep in.
So do you think that humans are even from Earth to begin with? What if we just put here?
What if we're nothing but a alien science experiment that
that would rock.
He won first place on, and he just threw it in his closet, and we just, you know, like that whole Men in Black thing, yeah, you know, like yeah. I'm just being honest. Like, I really do think we do. We have DNA from like a comet or something that maybe landed here that created life. I really don't know.
Could be.
Nobody
we could be like, you know, on a astrological toilet, and every time it rains, there's a giant alien just actually pissing on us.
And what if Jesus was like some alien? Like,
yeah, he came down. He's like, God. Yeah, just call me Jesus. I'll just go by Jesus.
Yeah, or Jesus.
Jesus, yeah. Maybe Spanish-speaking, okay, fair enough.
No. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, but, you know, it's, I don't know. I'm not really more, excuse me, I'm more into the scientific side than the religious side. So, like you said, I just think it all came from, you know, similar places, all made up of similar stuff.
But if you're a man of science and you believe in science, you know, Carl Sagan
mm-hmm.
said that, you know, I don't believe in God, but I can't, as a scientist, I can't prove that he doesn't exist, so I can't say he doesn't. You see
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Because scientists always are supposed to be open-minded. So since I can't prove that he doesn't exist, I can't say he doesn't.
But what would you consider a God, though? Just a higher, you know, a smarter human? A higher intelligent being?
Well, I mean, the Bible, if you're talking about all that stuff, God is all controlling of everything. So if that's the case, then, you know, you can't tell me that there's not people that have died that, like, for example, COVID, okay. That went to church every single week, read Bible scriptures before they went to bed, prayed, did all that, marked out the God harder than anybody else. And then they died of just a horrible death.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. It just seems, you know, like...
Because that would make him a dick, right? I mean...
Yeah, maybe he is, though. Maybe, like, it's all one big comedy show. And, you know, they're up in the heavens just laughing at all the decisions we make. Because think about it. It's like... So, you know, like the whole Adam and Eve thing, right? So... You know, Adam was supposed to be like, you know, this perfect specimen.
Well, that means we're all incest, though. That means we're that means if it all started with Adam and Eve, we're all related, and we're a bunch of retarded human beings that were
probably we're all one person.
Incest.
We're all one giant person, just split into a billion different pieces. I just don't think that, like, it always blew my mind how, like, they would say, like, well, you know, you gotta repent, or, you know, you gotta believe in this or pray to this, you know. But, like, I don't understand, why would God even make Adam, like, even capable of making wrong decisions? You know what I mean? Like, temptation, like, why would he even have that as an emotion?
Yeah, if God's perfect, wouldn't he make a perfect thing?
Yeah, and then you make something, so technically he made something unperfect and gave it a choice.
Just as a bad joke.
Yeah, I don't know. Now, if I get struck down by lightning when I walk outside today, then Tuttle, there is a God.
Quick question, two quick things, because I know you were on a tight schedule.
Oh, yeah,
R. Kelly, any thoughts on that?
Man, I think he got off easy. 20 years, right?
Yeah, but I mean, is R. Kelly gonna be a bitch in prison? Like, could
no.
you imagine? Like, I'm just saying though, like, I mean, like, if you're some guy that's doing life, that's just some cold blooded, like, killer, like, if you would, like, yeah, man, I banged R. Kelly last night. And I peed on him.
Yeah, see, that's another thing. Like, oh, man, yeah, that might happen to him. But then, like, I'm sure he's going to have a fan base, too, at the same time. Like, you imagine being in prison and then R. Kelly's like your cellmate. Like, what the fuck just happened?
No, they're going to be like, yo, R, man, you better call your agent, put some money in my commissary, or we're going to give you a beatdown.
Do you think, okay, so... What if, like, okay, what is a celebrity, no matter what they did whatever heinous crime they did, that could go to prison and still be, like, praised by the other inmates?
Sam Jackson.
Samuel Jackson, you think so? Okay.
Yeah.
He's the only untouchable.
I mean, some guy that could come in there, like, I mean, who wouldn't like Sam Jackson?
That's
like
true.
Being in prison. Like,
what,
I mean,
what about Michael Jackson?
Oh no, he will. I mean, you know, like in prison, there is a code. Like, you mess with kids, or you hurt animals, or like a rape. Yeah, you get taken care of.
Hurting animals is a big one. Did you see? Speaking of Tampa, Batista, he made this post on Instagram about it was like some puppy that was abused. You know, had a too tight of a collar, yeah. and mm-hmm. so on and so forth. So he made a post offering $5,000 for any information leading up to. You know, who did this to this dog. And, you know, obviously other companies chipped in as well. And then he made another post like a couple of days later saying, good news, bad news. Good news is puppy survived. I'm adopting it. Bad news is we don't have any leads on who did this. But which is surprising, though. Do you think
publicity ploy?
Yeah. Do you think that, though, his inbox was just flooded with just false accusations?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, if you ever watch any of these cop shows, they never want to give out a reward because, like, you get flooded with misinformation.
Right.
Like,
right.
all the time.
And I think Batista knew that because, like, in the second video, you could just see, like, we couldn't find the guy, but it's okay.
speaking of dogs, what do you think about Dog the Bounty Hunter getting in on this case
yeah.
with trying to find Gabby Petito's fiance? Like, I don't know, man.
He's old.
He's grasping. He had a lot of bad publicity lately.
Then his wife died?
Well, his wife died. He just got remarried. He got caught saying the N-word a lot.
Oh, my God.
Did you hear? Because he spent a lot of time in jail. He was like, you know, I thought I could use that because I thought I was a part of the tribe. You know, like, he was like, you know.
Wait, this is
like,
a tribe?
Yeah, you know, I was like, me. I don't know. And then his daughter, who was gay, didn't get invited to the wedding. And now she's going around saying that Dog's a homophobe. So, like, I don't know, man.
Dog the Bounty Hunter and Hulk Hogan look like they can be, like, brothers. Brother, dog. No, I think it's just, like, a attention grab. Because
if he does catch him, I mean that's going to be a good feather in his cap.
That's true. And then this is going to be a new show on what's that network?
Do you think he's filming this though? Like, do you think he's like documenting all this? Like,
oh yeah, of course. He needs proof. You know, I think the kid is. Everybody says he's dead somewhere.
I think he committed suicide. Went out in the woods. Yeah.
I just don't believe it. I don't believe it, man. It's too.
Do you think the parents helped them get away?
Maybe. Oh, man.
Like,
it's just,
would you turn your kid in? Like, because I read a story
murder?
The other day. Yeah, like, for anything. Like,
fuck no.
No, you wouldn't? I don't think. I don't know.
And any respectable parent would not. No, unless the kid killed another, like, their sibling or some shit like that, you know?
Yeah. All right. So, we were talking about him recording TV shows. I've been watching this new TV show on Apple TV. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not new, but I watched it because I saw how many Emmys it won. Ted Lasso. Have you watched Ted Lasso at all?
No,
on
but
Apple TV?
I know what it's about though.
It is so good, man.
Is it,
like,
really that good?
Dude, I just feel good about myself because, like, it's a comedy, but it also has a lot of meaning to it. Like, he's just very, very positive.
Okay. Is it on Apple TV?
Yeah, Apple TV.
Oh, they're starting to kill the game right now, Apple TV.
Yeah, they are. The Morning Show is another show that I've been watching a lot.
I know. Shit, man. Like, I already have Netflix. I got Hulu. I got HBO. I got
See now all these streaming services, we're gonna be paying just as much as cable.
Yeah, I was just about to say that. Like, it's starting to come out to the same price. And then you still gotta pay for cable if you have internet for some stupid reason.
Yeah, because, like, for example, I'm a big football fan. I got UK listeners, so I gotta say football. But in America, soccer, like the Manchester United match wasn't on TV and they purposely put the big matches on their streaming service, so you pay for it.
And then I was just gonna say, like, man, I wish it was one streaming services that got everything, and that's just for TV. That's just one big ass circle right now.
Yeah, I don't know, man. But check it out. Like, give it a couple episodes. I really do think you'll like it.
All right, I'm gonna check it out. Ted Lasso, right?
Yep.
All right, I'm gonna check. Yeah, I'll probably check it out tonight, actually.
And Jason Sudeikis was the guy. You know, he was not the most popular guy on SNL. Not because he was a dick or anything, but you know, I guess people didn't gravitate towards him. Mm-hmm. And you know, this whole show was written because he came up with the character when NBC got the rights to Premier League Soccer, and they thought it would be funny about an American coming over to coach English football. You know,
that might actually work though. Like, just a cross sport coach who's a good coach in their respective sports, and they just go coach a completely different sport.
But he's a motivator. See, the thing is that he's very motivational, very upbeat. Hey, have you ever known that person that is just always over positive?
That's
and
right,
does it ever seem fake to you?
Ooh, that's a good question. No, I don't think so. I think it's just, you know, some people are really good at not necessarily motivating, but like reading people to motivate them. Like, there's people who can give you like a broad motivation, right? You're talking to a large group, you say the general, oh, work hard.
Wait, to a bunch of broads?
No, like a the broad motivation.
Okay, all right.
It's like what they do in the strip club right before they go stay.
Get out there and clap that ass.
All right, ladies.
I need that money.
Bring it in, ladies. Bring it tonight.
Like Bernie. One of my favorite characters Bernie Mac ever did was in The Players Club. Remember, dude, did you ever watch that movie?
Yeah.
And Jamie Foxx comes in there and talks to him. And he's like, you better not make me get up. It can be bad for you. I mean, Bernie was so funny, man.
Oh, man.
And I wonder how much of that was improv on his part.
I think with most comedians, like, I would say like 20% of their actual lines are probably improv.
They just let them rip.
Yeah, I mean, because most people would see, like, it's hard to be a comedian and not be funny in a movie. You know what I mean?
Comedy, if you had to rank all the people, because Steve Harvey really was not a feature comedian. He was more of like the MC of mm-hmm. the Kings of Comedy. Mm-hmm. But if you had to rank them, like, from like first to last, where would you rank them?
Okay. First, I would
remember
say,
it was Bernie, D.L. Hughley, I think.
D.L. Hughley, yep. And Cedric the Entertainer.
Cedric was horrible hosting the Emmys, by the way.
He's not funny to me. He's sidekick funny, you know? Like in a comedy, there has to be the main comedian, then like the second comedian. Mm-hmm. But if I had to rank, I mean, they're all
but
the same
Bernie
level.
Was definitely the funniest out of those.
I'd
right?
say Bernie, then D.L. Hughley, hard to say. Steve Harvey, and then Cedric. In that order.
Wow. Okay. What was your favorite Bernie Mac role? I mean, the character with him in Friday was really great, though.
I liked him in Ocean's 11, surprisingly.
Yeah. That,
or 12,
I mean,
whatever
yeah.
one it was.
It was 11, then 12. Yeah. They and they will wear out something until they'll beat a dead horse into the ground.
I know. Like, damn. Like, you think these casinos will catch up? Hey, now.
I know, man.
Yeah, it's a group of 15 to 20 guys, or 11 to 13. They'll probably have 14 guys next year. And yeah, they keep trying to rock casinos. And every year they add another person.
Well, are you gonna join the new 11 a.m. spot?
Yes, I am. I will be there tomorrow morning. I'll be there early. All right, so I'm going to tell myself 10 o'clock. Because now there's a third person involved. So you know.
We log in 5 minutes before, okay?
Boom. I'm ready.
All right, man. Well, once again,
are we cameras on or are we cameras off?
Camera's on.
Oh, shit. Oh, I might surprise you guys tomorrow then. No, I'm just kidding.
But tell people how they can check out all your content.
Oh, of course. The Weekly Review, you can check it out on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, aka iTunes, or Spotify as well. Just type in The Weekly Review, or it might be a little easier to type in my name, Serac, S-E-R-A-K. I know, unfortunately, it's not spelled like liquor, but I promise you I taste way better.
All right, Serac, man, can't wait to see you on the weekend of the 10th.
Yep. And tomorrow.
Yep. So, all right, man, have a wonderful day.
All right, buddy.
And that's the show for today. Thanks for listening to the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Hey, don't be a dickhead. Do us a favor. like, share, and subscribe to the show. Also, check out the Tuttle category at 315live.com. The Tuttle Daily Podcast is brought to you by Starfire Transport, StitchYouUp.com, and PocketPairClub.com. Special thanks to show producer Vulture and co-host Siroc. Show voiceover service is brought to you by JCVoiceover.com and The Little Cheese Show. Download and subscribe to The Little Cheese Show everywhere podcasts are found. If you want to help support the show, go to paypal.me/TuttleOnTheRadio. You have something you want to say? Tuttle@gmail.com or leave a voicemail at 407-270-3044. To follow all Tuttle's social media, go to Tuttle.net. That's Tuttle with two Ds .net. Thanks again for all your support, and we'll see you tomorrow on the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
I get ignorant in normal situations.
What? What you mean?
What the fuck you mean?
What are you talking about?
Nigga, what the fuck is you talking about?
Oh, shit.